Like, should we go ahead now and clean out these emurim in order later, like, to make a takala? In other words, if we don't clean it out, some mustama, no kohen will come and burn it. But if we do go clean it out, that will make a takala. That will make a stumbling block that now if another kohen comes along, he'll think it's a kosher emurim, and he'll think he's allowed to burn it. So why should we make a takala now to make a stumbling block for another kohen? For the Gemara of Yanan, Neko Nevelu Lekanim, Nusa the Yosel Levei Takola, should we go and do something to make a Takola for him? It's not Mustafa. So still we're back to the question, for what purpose do we have to clean it out? Sumer says yes, Filoachi still, Adifur, it's still better, it's still Kedai right now, this Kirbayim, the Kishka, the inside of the animal, to clean it out, to wash it out. Shalo Yehei Kodshei Shemayim, Mutolam Kinevelo, that even though the carbon is possible, but still it's Kodshei Shemayim, we're not allowed to leave it there with its junk inside it to be like an Avela. Therefore, we have a Chiyuv right away to go and clean out the perish, clean out the junk from the Kirbayim, and then the Chanami, then Lamai says, no mitzvah to bring it up again. Then Mishtam will take it and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Kalponim, right now, until we do that, you're not supposed to leave Kodshei Shemayim kin Avela. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Chiyuv Barabom, Boyi Rebbe Yechon, Rebbe Yechon Yechon Yechon. Even though Ulu before said there'll be a din of Imanu Layerdu, but Rabbi Yechanan has this Rabbi has this Ashara from Yechanan. He has this Ashara. What's going to be a Mure Kachin Kalim? Shevon Lefezrikas Domon, Yerdu Ola Yerdu. He had this Korban Shlomim. Now again, before this Rikas Adam, it's not called Kachin Hashem yet. It has no Kedushas Aguf on it. So what will be the luck if you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach? So we say Yerdu or not? So Omalei. Omalei Rav Rami said back that v'tiboy l'cho mila, why don't you ask the Shiloh if there'll be mila now on this Imurim? In other words, before Zrikas Adam, there's no mila by Kodshei Kalim. It doesn't have a Shem Kodshei Hashem yet. So why don't you ask the same Shiloh if you put the Imurim on top of the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam, maybe the Mizbeach is Mekadosh enough they'll have a Nisim Mila also. If you have enough from it now, you'll be over Nisim Mila. So Omalei. So Rav Chiya Barabi answered back and said, Milo lekemi boili, I have no shayla, I have no suffix about this. Because for this I know for sure, tis rikuhu, tikavoyalu b'milo. What brings Milo upon a kotche kalim? Only zrika. Before you make this rika sadam, it's not called kotche Hashem yet, there's no isa Milo. That I know for sure. That's no suffix. Even if you put the emurim on top of the mizbeach, I know there will not be an isa Milo on it. But rather, ki kemi boili, where do I have my shayla? You read them. If there'll be a din of imanu lo yerdu, is there a din of mizbeach mekadosh on this imurim of kotshim kalim of nezrika? Will parshit and Rav Yechanan and Sabak Feistois lo yerdu? That no, it has a loch of imanu lo yerdu, like Ulu said before, that the mizbeach is mekadoshit. But v'yayim v'mila, like you said, there's no isamila. Mila is only the zrika sadam. Before zrika sadam, there's no mila. We have Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Hochi. This is the way he learned it. That Omer Reb Chiya Barabo, Boy Reb Yechon. Reb Yechon was the one that asked the Shaila. He learned the same thing. Reb Chiya Barabo, that he said over that Boy Reb Yechon. But the question was like this: A Muri Kachim Kalim Shehelon Lefezrikas Domim Yesh Bemilo Yain Loiloi. He learned that Gufa was the Shaila. This A Muri Lefezrika. So Stamet has no Milo, but now that it was put on top of the Mizbeach, maybe it has Nisa Milo. Omalei Rav Amis, Rav Ami asked back to him and said, V'tiboy l'cho yurido, why don't you ask Kishaylo, if the Mizbeach is Mekadashit, that once it's oilless, lo yerdo, why don't you ask this Kishaylo? Somalei said back to him, yurido lo kemi boili, this I have no Shaylo, this is not a suffer to me. Yurido, I have no Shaylo. Why, denas alach mishim Mizbeach, like it's pshita to me, that once it's olu, it's lo yerdu, it becomes lachmoy, it becomes like the food of the mizbech, about to have kedusha to stay there. But kika mi boili, where do I have my shayla? Mila, that was my shayla. Is there an issa mila or not? Well, pasha talking, it's pasha like this, lo yerdu, the lacher is, lo yerdu, enachanami, and v'ein b'mila. So the kids of the also, they all agree to the same halacha, that, and like Ulu said before, that in Murei Kodshim Kalim, if you put it on top of the Mizbeach even before Zrika, the Mizbeach is Mekadashit, that then will be La Yerdu, Prakoponim, Mila there's no. Mila is only with Zrika. Chedim Zrika, there's no Issa Milo on Kochim Ka. Then the Mishnah says, V'elu lo yoyu psul makodesh. These are the cases that are not called the psul makodesh, that the biyadin ivimolo yerdu. And Poshadu was Bali Mumin, and the Mishnah said that Shabakiva was Machshe by Bal Mum. Well, Bal Mum, Rakiva says, I'm all lo yerdu. Some Rabbi Yechanan, Layich Shere Rabbi Kiva, Labadukin Shabayin, not every Bal Mum does he say, I'm all lo yerdu. Only a special Bal Mum that has a split in its eye. Why is this special? Hoyluk Sharon Biyafis, since by an oif, this psul does not apply to an oif, so therefore, even though it applies to the Haimon, but I'll call upon him Imolu Layerdu. And also, Vushakod and Magdashin is Mumin. We're only talking about where you magdash it first, before it became a Baal Mum, but once it became a Baal Mum, then you magdash it, that's nothing. Well, the Razif, according to Rabbi Kiva, we're only talking about that first you makdish the animal, and then it became a mum, Rabduka Shabayim. Now, Moed Rabbi Kiva agrees, V'yelas Nekeva. If you have a Nekeva, and you makdish it to be a korban oilo, then it's possible, an oilo could only be a zaki, you can't make a Nekeva into an oilo. So this is called the Kishakoda Mumai, like Deshadomi. This is called like the mum is here first, because you can't be makdish on the Nekeva for a korban oilo. So here he agrees, it won't be chal. Boy Rabbi Yom asks a question like this. Yesh nirva b'yoifos or yeh nirva b'yoifos? Is there a psul nirva by an oif or not? In other words, nirva means that if a man goes into the oif, that could be done, a man could go into the oif, would that make the oif psul to be a korban? What's the shayla? Mi yamadu, I say like this. The pasuk says, mina behema lois yeh tarovi b'ya nirva. By behema shayach both ways, that the animal should go into a nekeva, and that a zocher should go into it. So maybe it's only by animals that dash like this. Any time that the animal could go into a nekeva, into a lady, therefore dash in isabirneva. Who would then, if a man goes into the animal, it's also possible for korban. But by an oif, kolheichod the less ibiraveya. Vice versa, the mitzias is that an oif cannot go into an isha. There's no way an oif, there's no like zachos there for the oif to go into an isha. So it's not shaykh roveya by a knife. So maybe less even irva. Even if a man goes into the oif, maybe there won't be a psul. Or dumma maybe, haray nevda bavera. Still, a ma'isa man went into the oif. It became a nirva. So maybe it will be psul for korban. Says the shayla. Is there a psul nirva by an oif or not? This one says, Amar Rabba Toshma coming here. Rabbi Akiva Mach Shiva Bali Mumin. Says the Mishra Akiva's Mach Shiva Bali Mumin. Now, the Yim Isa, if you want to tell me that there's no psul nirva by a knife, if so, nach shenami b'nirva, who would the Nebukadnezar just say even a behema, that's a nirva, should also be imolu lo yerdu. Why? Hail the kosher b'yifis. Just like they're telling me the reason why a bal mum of b'dukin shebayin is imolu lo yerdu by behema, because by knife it's kosher. See if by knife nirva would be kosher, so I call upon it by behema, it should be a din imolu lo yerdu. And since he doesn't say that, Shema Mino, there's a proof to say that by an oif, there is a psul of nirva. So therefore, by a behema, avad radim will be imolu yerdu. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, afanam namatimim, we also learn like this. It says, ha nirva v'yamuksa. It only says nirva in this price, it doesn't say raveya. So mash, we're talking about a knife. So even by a knife, it says clearly that va nirva means the oif. V'yamuksa v'yaneva v'yestam v'mechir v'tuntum v'drugnis, Kulam Tumeyim, the God of Beisabliyah, Shema Mina, that you all have the same halachas. That since these oifers are possible for Korbin, so therefore it has Tumas Beisabliyah, it has Tumas Nevela on it. But I call upon him, we're talking about a knife here, and it says the word Nirvam, Mashma, there is a Psul Nirvah by a knife. That if a man goes into the oif, he'll make the Psul in this oif, except Roy for Korbin. Then the Mishnah says, Achadinas Kanakanim, that he said over that his father, like pushed off, Bali Mumma from the Mizbeach. So my Kamash, well, the Kura Tanakam also says like that. He boy said in one there it says, Maisa Kamash, he's telling over what happened by his father. His father pushed off the Bali Mumim from the Mizbeach. There's no din of Mizbeach Mekadesh by Bali Mumim. He boy said in one there it says, no, what he's teaching you is like this. My Deich, you know what his father means? Deich pushed it off. Klachayad means indirect. In other words, he didn't just push it off. Not to be Mavaza, the Kochim. He just took it off kalachiyad, that's the chiddush. Then when you do take it off, you're supposed to take it off kalachiyad, do not do it directly. Then the Mishnah says, Kishem Shem Olu, once these things go up, who are then, once they come down, you do not put them back up again. Omer Ulu, Ulu said though, Lashonu, when does our Mishnah say that these psulim, that the Mizbeach is Mekadish, but if it comes off the Mizbeach, you do not put it back again? Only if the fire did not like get a hold completely, burn up this piece already. But let's say these psulim, the basa that was tamei, the amurim that was tamei, if it's on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, the fire burnt it up, moshlem, the fire grabbed hold of it already, that's the bigger din, that's called mamish lach moshalesh, near the big din of yalu. Even if it falls off to Mizbeach, still there'll be a heter, a din l'chachilo, to bring it back up again. Rav Mori, Master Reisha, Mori learned this halacha on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Rav Chanino, Misura, Master Seif, he learned this on the Seifa. So what it says, the next Mishnah Seifa, Ha'atzomais, the bones of the korban, the agidim, its veins, the akanayim, the horns, the atafayim, and its hooves. So the zman shemichuborim yalom. If it's still attached to the korban oil, you put it on his neck and you burn it. But pirshu, let's say that some it came off the animal or the horns, then the loyalu, there's no din to burn it by itself, even though it's part of a korban oil. So on this din, on the safe, the next mishnah it says amula loyshon. When was it said you don't burn it? Elishlem oshlem emor. Only if the fire did not start to burn the horns or the bones. Avomoshlem bemor, but if the fire started to burn the bones already, then yalu, even though it's piercer, even though you have a bone by itself, but since if the fire started to burn it already, that's called lach mashalesh, the din is, you burn it. Zumar says, man, the machni has seifer, koshchen ereisha. Whoever learned this on the seifer, pshit the koshchen goes on the ereisha. But a man, the machni ereisha, whoever learned it on the ereisha, avla seifer, you don't say this. Why? Lav b'nei akteren inu. On the seifer, I would not say this, because on the seifer, only in the ereisha, where lemaisa, it was basa. True, it was possible, but basa was supposed to be burnt. Therefore, once smashed to bemor, you have this new svar of nachzoi, lach mishalesh, that even though it's yerdu, it's yellow. Ma'ashenki natsomis, that by itself never had the din to be burnt. Here, even though it's smashed to bemor, they'll hold nothing doing, till the din will be is, if it came off, you leave it off. So one that learns around the ratio, and if he'll send the sefer, you would not have this halacha. Even though it's moshka bemor, bayat somis and gidim, he would not say yalu. Now the Mishnah says, the elu, these are the cases, imolu yerdu, if it goes up, you take it down, bosa kotshe kadoshim, the meat of kotshe kadoshim, it's not supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten. So even though the top of the mizbech, take it down, or bosa kotshe kalm, the same thing, or maisar oima, leftover oima, supposed to be eaten, ushtay alechem, lecha upon him, bishura minachas, the akteris, all these things are not supposed to be burnt, they're supposed to be taken off the Mizbeach, so therefore there's no din Mizbeach Mekadosh. Ha'tzemesh Shabrosh Kavosim, the hair on top of the lamb, Useyah Shabazakim Tiyoshim, and the beard, of the hair of the beard of the goats, for Ha'tzemesh, and the bones by itself, for Yagidim, the veins, for Akinayim, and the horns, for Atlofayim, and the hooves, Bizman Shemichaborim Yalu, if they're attached to Nechlami, then you burn it. If it's part of the carbon oil, if it's attached, you burn it. Shneon the Pesuk says, V'hikter Akrein Efakil, everything is burnt. But pierced even by korban oilo, if the bone came off to be by itself, lo yalu, then you did not put it on the mizbeach. Even the chachilu, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Even on a kosher korban, Shneon the Pesuk says, V'yasisa lesecha bos v'dam, mashma only the boso and the dam of the korban oil you put on the mizbeach. But not the atzomus. So when it's by itself, you don't put it up. But when it's part of the korban, then you put it up. Turn over. Yeah, we'll start over again. The Mishnah, Taf Peihei Yom Mebeit on the bottom. Again, it says, V'yeilu Imolu Yerdu. These are the things that even if it's on top of the Mizbeach, you bring it down. Bosa Kotshe Kadoshim, the Bosa of the Korban, that's only supposed to be eaten and not burnt. So there's no din of Mizbeach Mekadosh. Or Bosa Kotshe Kalam, the same thing, supposed to be eaten. Or Maisar Oimer, the leftover of the Korban Oimer, also supposed to be eaten. And the same thing with Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem that's come on Shavuos also, it's Necha, not supposed to be burnt. For Lechem Aponim, every Shabbos, Lechem Aponim, Ushiori Minochet, left over the Mincha. These things are supposed to be eaten and not burnt. Therefore, there's no Alecha of Im Olu Layerd. The Akteris, meaning if the Akteris went up on Mizbeach Achitzain, it does not belong there.
it belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnim, so on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there's no loch of lo yerdu. And Hatzemesh Brosh Kvosim, the wool that's on the hair of the limbs, the Asoyer Shebizkan HaTiyoshim, and the hair that's in the beard of the goats, the Hatzemesh, if you have the bones of a korban, the Hagidim, its veins, Vakenayim, its horns, the Hatlofayim, and its hooves. So loch like this, and these things, Bizman Shein Mechuborim Yalu. If they're still attached to the korban, let's say a korban oilam, that everything is burnt. So Bizman, the bones and the gidim are still attached, you're supposed to burn them. Shneimer the pasuk says, V'hikter akoyin es hakoyil hamizbecho. Mashm, everything is supposed to be burnt. But Pershu, let's say it became separated, just the bone by itself, or just the hooves, or just the horns, then lo yalu by itself, you did not put up on the mizbech to be burnt. Shneimer another pasuk that says, which mashm only the basar and dam goes on the mizbeach, and not the yatzamas. So that's the answer. If it's attached, there's a mitzvah to burn it. If it's detached, then there's no mitzvah to burn it. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, go to the price like this. The one pasuk says, v'hiktir ha-koin es ha-koin ha-mizbecho, that the koin is supposed to burn the whole korban oil on the mizbeach. So the rabbi comes to conclude, the bones, the agidim, the veins, the kinayim, the horns, the flying mitzvahs. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu pirshu, even if they're detached, that by themselves also maybe there's a mitzvah to burn it. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, no, for your sisa lasecha bos of yadam, mashma only bos of adam, and not the bones. If so, the Gemara is e bos of